News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Dazzling display of pink and green and purple and blue in the sky last night. The Northern Lights made a spectacular, rare appearance right across the country from top to bottom. Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather. Probably responsible for most people taking out their phones, having looked at what you were doing, first of all, last night. Alan, good morning to you. What caused this in the first place?
Good morning, Jonathan. So this was a solar flare that gave off what's called a CME, which is basically an explosion of plasma on the sun. So it's a sunspot that explodes. It sends then a CME towards Earth, and pretty much everything aligned. It was a full halo CME. It arrived at the perfect timing, a nice clear night. Moon wasn't too bright. And yeah, an incredible display. Now, it did kind of come and go because people, you know, were kind of missing it and then coming back inside. And then I was telling them, go back outside again, because it kind of, you know, dips and gets colourful and then eases off a bit. But it hit what was called a G4 geomagnetic storm level, or KPA. So it was a really, really intense display last night.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, it was about 10 o'clock when I took the picture last night, which was these wonderful purples and reds and green that were in the sky. But it really just kept going throughout the night for a lot of people. Is that it now? Has the solar flare burnt itself out?
Well, it's still going. It's just we have daylight now, so we can't see it. So our friends in North America will be getting the photos and further, you know, along that part of the world. It is look likely that it will ease off throughout today. Now, it still could be there this evening, but it's not likely to be as strong at all. And we're also going to have a bit more cloud, because that's what can spoil these things. These things can often happen. And cloud can come and spoil it. So there is a bit more cloud around. But yeah, there is a small chance. But if you missed it last night, you could be disappointed tonight, I'm afraid.
Yeah, it's just an incredible thing. We normally don't see it down here in the south. I mean, people who live further north, up around Donegal and Mayo and Sligo, they would tend to see it the odd time. But a rarity, the whole island saw it.
Yeah, May this year was the last time that happened. So to get two of these displays in the same year is quite unique. As you say, very often I have been one of those people, John, that has drove up to the very far Giant's Causeway to try and spot the Northern Lights.
Did you find it very small? Ciara found the Giant's Causeway very small.
Well, it is. And the Northern Lights, the night I went, was very small too, I can tell you. So it was great to be able to sit at home in Tullow and just look out and see them. But yeah, no, very often...
Have we just destroyed single-handedly on News Talk Breakfast Northern Ireland? It's the one thing Northern Ireland has in terms of their tourism, and we've just gone, it's a bit small.
No, it's the Titanic. It's all the Titanic.
They've got the Titanic. Fingers crossed that'll save them.
The Carrigarig Rope Bridge down the road is far more impressive if you haven't been
good
there.
Good man. Alan, look, as I said, never a bad word out of Alan O'Reilly's mouth. So you might see a bit of it tonight, but don't hold your breath. Won't be as good as last night. Alan O'Reilly of Carlow Weather. Pleasure as always. Thanks so much for joining.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.